Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20, Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say in Yanup Strong. Now, solutions in community. Let's eliminate hepatitis B and C in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities together. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities continue to bear the brunt of viral hepatitis, despite it being preventable, treatable, and in some cases curable. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Dr. Megan Campbell, National Aboriginal Control Community Health Organisation, NACHOS, medical advisor. On the line, Megan, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm well. Thanks very much for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, we're talking about closing gaps. Another gap we need to close, we're talking about hepatitis B and hepatitis C. So the old phrase, we need to get it together together, is what I'm thinking, Megan.
That's about right. Yeah, hepatitis B and C are really important infections in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. They're different types of virus and they both damage the liver and they're both spread through blood. But how people get the viruses is different and treatment and prevention is also different. And there's lots of things that we could be doing to really eliminate these two viruses and their health impacts for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities.
And what sort of stuff can we do together to make it happen?
Well, for hepatitis C, we have a cure. It's really cheap, it's effective, and it has very few side effects. But unfortunately, there's still some people living with hepatitis C who may not know that they have the infection or who may not know that there is a treatment that's really easy. We also need to expand culturally safe health services for people living with or at risk of hepatitis C, and this includes prisons, which are the main area where hepatitis C transmission is happening.
Okay.
So in prisons, there can be sharing of injecting equipment, and unfortunately no prison in Australia is providing safe equipment. So there's lots that could be done to prevent and treat hepatitis C.
So, and we're talking about the medical industry. Are they communicating with so-called correctional centres regarding this space?
There are some areas of success. So some ARCHOs are providing primary healthcare services in prisons.
Yeah.
And in those programs, they're providing really excellent education and testing and treatment for people who are incarcerated, but it's just not across the board.
Okay.
Hepatitis B is a little bit different.
Yes.
So we have treatments for hepatitis B, but we also have a vaccine, and that's incredibly effective at preventing hepatitis B.
Okay.
And all babies and young children can get this for free.
And what are the symptoms for hepatitis B and C?
So sometimes people don't know that they've actually got an infection with hepatitis B or C, so it's really important that people get tested. With hepatitis C, it's mainly if people have been at risk for getting hepatitis C, particularly if they've previously used injecting drugs. But anybody could have acquired hepatitis C, so it's really important that everyone knows their hepatitis C status, which means whether they've been tested for it and found to be positive or negative, and whether they've been vaccinated.
Yeah.
In terms of symptoms, you can have it for a long time, many, many years without even knowing. But over time, if you don't treat either hepatitis B or C, you can get a really sick liver.
Mm.
And your liver can turn more and more into scar tissue, which means it's not doing its job and it's not helping the body out at all. And over time, some people can also get liver cancer, which can, of course, make people feel incredibly sick.
And the ramification could be death if we're not looking after it.
That's right, and we've got medicines to treat both hepatitis B and hepatitis C, and they're very effective. And of course, we've got the vaccine for hepatitis B, which is great news.
No, fantastic. So a lot of work. So as we travel through life, we do like a yearly medical checkup. If we're checking up on a dislocated toe or whatever the case may be, do the full test. Ask for the notification of hepatitis B or C. Yeah, that would be first cab off the rank.
Yeah, that's right. So the 715 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Health Check is a great opportunity to talk to your clinic, your GP or your nurse or your Aboriginal health worker about getting tested for hepatitis C and whether you should get tested for hepatitis C, mm-hmm. as well as all of the other sexually transmissible infections and other things that we can think about in those annual checkups. It's a great opportunity to have a chat with your clinic.
And Megan, we're talking about, we said sometimes talking about sharing needles or even sharing toothbrushes. It's products that are carrying blood from another person to another person. That would be the case, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So hepatitis C is mainly through injecting equipment, but it can also be through tattoos or piercings if they haven't been done with sterile injecting equipment,
okay,
and
yeah.
can also be transmitted through anal sex. Hepatitis B, it can be transmitted, aside from blood, it can also be transmitted through some other bodily fluid, so it's a little bit more transmissible through sex. And frequently people acquire hepatitis C actually at birth or as a young child.
Yes.
But you can certainly get hepatitis C later in life. So if people do get tested for hepatitis C and find out that they're not immune, they haven't had it before and they've never previously been vaccinated for it, they should get a vaccine.
Okay. And we talk about Monday, 28th of July, as World Hepatitis Day, and Hepatitis Australia and National Aboriginal Control Community Health Organisations are drawing attention to that disparity. But if you look at it, it's 24-7. Only on 28th of July, is it? We need to be aware and need to be acting on it.
Yeah, that's right. And ARCHOs are really leading the way with making sure people know about hepatitis B and C and are getting tested and treated. We just need more resourcing for the sector to really keep working with communities on hepatitis B and hepatitis C.
Lovely. Megan Campbell, thank you, sister, for the conversation, the yarn. We are national, of course, to all our mob out there. Take on board our conversation. Act on it, the old phrase. Well done is better than well said. Let's be active. Dr. Megan, all the best to you. Keep smiling, stay warm, and we'll yarn soon.
Thanks, Trevor. Great to be with you.
Take care. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn, a beautiful yarn. That's Dr. Megan Campbell, NACHO, a National Aboriginal Controlled Community Health Organisation, medical advisor. And we're talking about the solutions in community and talking about let's eliminate hepatitis B and C in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities together. Let's get it together, you mob. And it's very sad, but Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities continue to bear the brunt of viral hepatitis, despite it being preventable, treatable, and in some cases curable. So this year's message is clear. Community-led care works, and now it needs real backing. So there it is. Have your say and yarn up strong. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. To Delhi.
Baby, baby. po batay nga kayo tawia tuning into BBM 98.7 FM.
This is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidindi Country as BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. Now we got catch up of yarn now with Deadly Brother. On Country Pathways, name the organisation. We're going to talk to the general manager. That's Jeb Hutchinson. We have Jeb on the line. Very good morning, Jeb. How are you?
Yeah, morning, Trevor. Yeah, good, bud. Going all right.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yeah, Yeah, thanks, bud. Yeah, so I'm Jeb Hutchison. I'm a proud Radjuri man from Hilston out in central New South Wales.
Yes.
Out in that red dirt.
Red dirt. And cold country down there, brother. I'm up here in Cairns, far north Queensland, feeling the heat up here. But you be rugged up down there, Jeb.
Yeah, rugged up down here on the border, mate, over Wodonga, on the foothills of the mountains there. Can see the snow on a daily basis down here. So, yeah, got the pants and the jacket on, mate. She's pretty fresh down here at the moment. We had about 65 mil of rain, so yeah, pretty wet too.
Brother, there'll be ice come from the sky. Now, let's talk about On Country Pathways. Congratulations. How long have you been the general manager there, brother?
Yeah, since the inception, mate, I started On Country Pathways with a couple of business partners 3 years ago. With a goal for generational change, and it's all about employment career pathways for for our young mob, just making sure that they got a little bit easier than we had it growing up, and providing them the tools and the skills to gain full time employment.
Good, brother. So fantastic. Thank you. So talking about getting the young ones work ready, and what sort of details, what sort of tools do you have at the table? How do you help them in regarding their future, brother?
Yeah, so like we obviously run a few different programs. Obviously, one of our most successful programs and our most access program is our driver mentor one.
Okay.
Trevor, single-handedly the biggest barrier for Indigenous youth, to gain a driver's license.
Okay.
So, for our young mob down around this way, 120 hours is what's required before they can go for their provisional license. And, for a lot of our young people, they just don't have access to vehicles at home, or they don't have access to suitably qualified drivers, throughout their family. And for some of these people, it's the first time that they've ever... the first person in their family to achieve a driver's license.
So, sure,
it's really special to watch them on that journey.
Yeah, fantastic. So you guys provide the vehicles for them to get the license, is that right?
Yeah, mate, so we use we got little vehicles, mate, little dual-controlled MG vehicles that we're getting around in now. We've specced up a little bit from, the vehicles that we originally started with. We were lucky enough to be gifted 4 vehicles when we first started this program that had a bit over 400,000 Ks on them, little Toyota Corollas. But, look, they served their purpose for us, mate, and we've got some newer little vehicles now that we're cruising around in. And, obviously all of our driver mentors that are running the program are fully qualified instructors. So,
beautiful.
That next level of safety for our young people, making sure that they've got the highest level of training so that, when they go for their licence, we've got a very good success rate around them getting their licence first go.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, the other program you got there is Well Mob. Can you explain that, please, brother?
Oh, yeah, we run with the Well Mob program as well. We utilise it. It's not our exact program, but we utilise it through our programs. We take a holistic look for our young mob throughout the programs that we run. Well Mob, got some great tools there that you can utilise, online resources, because health and wellbeing is just as important as anything in life. If you're not healthy and you're not well, that's mind, body, spirit, everything, you're not going to be successful in employment either. So, it's really important that we take that holistic approach and look, and, it's just ensuring that, our mob are getting checked out regularly, getting our 715s and stuff like that, making sure that, we're keeping that data for ourselves and our people to, ensure that, this generation that come behind us, we learn all the time, and hopefully we can improve, our life expectancy outcomes and stuff like that.
Powerful, brother. It looks like a six-pronged spear, brother, the work that you guys are doing there. Talk about the young First Nations people on the program. They learn about vehicle safety as well and basic maintenance skills. Is that the case?
Yeah, definitely. We want to make sure that, when they get their licence, that they're, should they get a flat on the highway or out on the country road, where to pull up, how to, stop in a safe zone and change the wheel and, just basic stuff like refueling the vehicle, where the oil and water, all those little things that, you don't get taught if no one's ever shown you. So it's a part of the program. We want to make sure, just like with the job readiness stuff, we want to make sure that they're road ready.
Good.
They understand, those little parts, making sure you get your car serviced like us. If you don't put good stuff into yourself,
put
the right fuel in, you're not
going
to go far.
Exactly. Now, brother, we're talking about male and females, and what ages are we talking about?
Yeah, male and female, definitely, mate. It's really important that, we provide these for for, you know, everyone. Yep. And, like, with age, like, whilst we say we specialise in youth age 15 to 24 years of age, like, we'll help anyone, Trev, if we can, you know.
Yeah.
It's, we've had some, you know, some deadly uncles there over 60 years age get their licence for the first time ever, you know.
Yeah,
so
beautiful.
If we can help, we will. It's just, you know, just making sure that, you know, the people that, you know, we're trying to help, you know, commitment's a big thing, and making sure that, you know, they're ready to go as well.
Yeah, fantastic, brother. Now, recently you just picked up a national award. Is that the case? Let's scotch yourself up, brother. Tell us about that.
Yeah, definitely, mate. Yeah, it was a big surprise, you know, rocking into Parliament House in Canberra. You know, last time I think I was there, I was in year six rolling down the hill from a school excursion, probably getting in trouble. So, but, yeah, no, very lucky last week at the Australian Road Safety Awards, National Awards. We picked up the Indigenous Program of the Year Award, which was presented by Supercheap Auto and Craig Lowndes there, which was even specialer, you know, to have a supercar driver there giving us the award. But I guess, Trev, like, this is true recognition.
It is.
For the hard work that's gone into the program, mate. It's evolved over the past 3 years. It's a highly successful program, but that success belongs to, you know, the employees, the people that are out there delivering it, the, you know, our senior management team, the effort that's gone into this. It's true recognition for the work, but, you know, I also say it also shows our future potential as well.
Beautiful.
You know, just over 3 years and picking up a national award, I'm so proud of to be with this team and you know, keep this journey going for us.
Well, brother, we don't do what we do for any rewards or recognition. We virtually just want to pay the bills and help our other brothers and sisters. But to get that achievement, that award, look, it's a good indication that whatever you're doing, it's working, brother. Just keep doing what you're doing, Jeb.
Yeah, no, definitely, Trevor. It's exactly. I definitely don't do it for these things, but it's so nice to share them with the team, you know, the effort and the work that goes in. It's we love what we do, and we'll keep doing what we're doing because we're changing lives one at a time.
Brother, love it, brother. Thank you for being you. Thank you for the yarn. Big shout-out to your deadly team. Keep doing it, brother. Stay warm, and we'll yarn soon, Jeb.
Thanks, Trev. Appreciate you having me on, bud.
Take care, brother. Bye-bye. Deadly yarn there. Jeb Hutchinson, his name is, On Country Pathways, General Manager. And On Country Pathways just picked up a national award for the work that they do. And they a tribute to a driver mentor program participant. And the work they're doing also is looking after mob on country, well mob, in the social emotional sense as well. And getting them work ready, but in empowering them to be the best that they can be. Look, fantastic team effort. And once again, On Country Pathways, do check it out. And the work they're doing, take a page out of their book. We need more black success in this country, not only on the football field. So represent to Deadly Mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, one-hour program. We're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yindinji country. BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Reserve Radio Service. Your daily program, National Talk Black. Too Deadly, yarn up strong, you mob.
Yo. Need my way back home. Need my way back home. When I'm feeling lost in the door, my people, leave my way back home.
I let my culture guide my way. Don't need no street lights. See the stories on the mountain. Talk to me like dream time. We was caught up in the storm, but let's see that sea rise. Now we always on the wave, looking by the seaside. So we pray for change in the day to day. Have hope it'll be in a later day. So our kids can grow up comfortably with no lives lost in custody. So we pray for change in the day to day. Have hope it'll be in a later day. So our kids can grow up comfortably with no lives lost in custody. Leave my way back home.
Back home.
Leave my way back home.
Back home.
When I'm feeling lost in the dark, my people, leave my way back home. Over all of my limbs, wash away my sins. Smoke's filling my lungs, invite the presence in. Yo, better give it all that I got for my people. These days seem same and it's evil. Try to smoke at the demons, but the demons in the place that we live in. Heathens, maybe I'm dreaming. For us to be equal, came on their boats, killing our people. Back home. Back home. When I'm feeling lost in the door, my people, leave my way back home.
I let my culture guide my way. Don't need no street lights.
No, no.
See the stories on the mountain. Talk to me like dream time. We was caught up in the storm, but let's
Thinking about uni or TAFE, but unsure what study will be like? You're not alone. Plenty of our mob found the course they want and the support they were looking for at CQ University. Thanks to campus locations across the country, as well as dedicated Indigenous support staff who are there to welcome, guide, and listen. See it, be it. We know you can. Start your journey at CQ Uni today.
Station sponsor.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find supportive teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
This is for my warriors. This is for my sister. This is for my sister. This is for my elders. This is for my people in our separation. We are long way from where we once was. This is for my warriors. We have to keep strong with the young ones to learn from. This is for my sisters to block each man love strength and guidance we depend on. This is for my elders.
All wolf in sheep's clothing, they never fooled I yet. Cautious with who I walk, we can't track my steps. No switch up or hiccups, up as a jazz plan. I stay sharp like a razor. I never worry about a snake or a hater. Like myself or danger, reckon just keep the same energy that you put on the camp now. Stand firm, no worry for which kind you buy a bank account. We count a blessing whenever the sun is out. No worry for one of them hyenas are talking about. Big talk, but their breath smell like shit. Possibilities are no limit, but time luck tick. If they change your ways, but you broke, what we can when you rich? Hold it down for your people, we can carry bags of tricks. Man, don't get caught up in the mix, they take shots, they still miss. Killer always been a killer, because stealing never switched.
This is for my people, in our separation. We are long way from where we once was. This is for my warriors, we have to keep strong. That the young ones to learn from. This is for my sisters, to block each men love strength and guidance we depend on. This is for my elders, who fought for a time. With the next generation front line.
This is for my elders, they fought back to back. See through the mission with the same plan of attack. Yeah, I'm Malcolm type of brother, raw militant jack. I'm all black and I'm proud, what's out there, James Brown? I go fight till I die, what's out there, Cookie Marble? What black star liner, what full cargo? The red, black, green, cover your dream. Royal like rust, but you must keep your mind clean. Like KRS, knowledge reigns supreme. We do it for the team, I dedicate this to our last. I know fighters with my mind, shove that capital shit up your ass. They tell the lies to fabricate the past. How people still dying behind bars. Suicide on the rise, man, they focus on the money. You can't listen. Some turn to crime, government can't provide. The First Nations left on the side.
For my people, in our separation, we are long way from where we once was. This is for my warriors, we have to keep strong. That the young ones to learn from. This is for my sisters, to block each men love strength and guidance we depend on. This is for my elders, to put for a time. With the next generation front line.
Hey, which way are you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kachanda bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
Yes, very good morning, Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob. Now, founder of the Queensland Screen Businesses Share in Enterprise Funding Boost. Resident Films, the name of the organisation. We're going to talk to the founder of Resident Films. That's Caden Pearson. We have Caden on the line. Caden, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob were you from.
Yeah, so I'm Bakad Muku and Guku Yalanji from near the Hope Vale area and Wutu Wutu area in Cape York.
All right, fantastic, brother. Big shout out to Mob. Thank you. Now, Resonant Films, you're the founder. Tell us about this fantastic vehicle as such. How long you've been running Resonant Films, and tell us your background regarding the passion for this industry.
Yeah, so I've been a filmmaker for over 10 years, and I've done that in the past through other companies that I ran, but also just as a sole trader, sort of freelancer. And I started by just making documentaries about, you know, the history of things that happened to my people.
Okay.
And then over time, I kind of found what I, you know, was more interested in the industry, and that is screenwriting. And so I started to kind of get work helping producers and other writers develop TV shows. I directed and produced and wrote some of my own documentaries for NITV.
Fantastic.
And so what I've done just recently is formed a new company called Resonant Films.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a First Nations-led screen company. It's from based here in Cairns, and we like to tell stories across film, TV, documentary, with a focus on regional voices, cultural depths, and with a specific focus on genre. I really love mysteries, and so a lot of my projects bring something of a mystery into the story.
Good.
And it's kind of just me kind of juggling projects, but yes. Over the past couple of years, I pivoted during the pandemic, and I was doing other work, but I wrote a murder mystery last year and got some funding from Screen Queensland to produce it, which we just made this year, and I just released it this month, actually.
And the title of that?
And that one's called Lakefield.
Okay.
So it's about a journalist who's finds her friend's body in the river, and she stays to sort of investigate and find out why and what's going on. And it's set in Cape York. We filmed it here in Cairns over Easter.
Okay.
And I've just released it on YouTube. It's free for anyone to watch. It's 6 episodes. They're about like 5 minutes each, so it's sort of like a web series.
Beautiful.
And yeah, so Resonant Films is sort of helping me, sort of my vehicle to make more of these kinds of projects.
Yeah, loving the title, like Resonant Films, exactly. So, look, we are storytellers, and look, you're using the vehicles and film. Fantastic, brother. And a big shout-out to the Crystal Fully government. Continue to deliver regional programs. Have shared over $220,000 for Far Northern Queensland businesses, and you were one of the recipients. Money's a tool. It's good to have the money at the table, brother, to drive your vehicle forward, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's kind of, absolutely big shout-out to Screen Queensland and the government. You know, I started in this like 20 years ago making films, and it's when you come from a place like Cairns to try to make it as a filmmaker, you've always got to leave.
Yeah.
And then I've done that. I've gone to Brisbane, gone to Sydney, gone to Melbourne, but always come back home. And this funding is going to help me sort of basically get my business into something sustainable.
Yep.
Access people who can help me learn that business side of the industry, because you know when you're an artist or a creator, you don't always know that business side of this world. Mm. And filmmaking is also a business; it's not just creative and it's not just artistic.
Right. Yes, exactly.
So this funding is going to help me be able to access people and experts, and also develop my own slate of projects so I can keep telling stories that come from my perspective as someone who's on the Cape.
Now it's a fruit salad sort of industry, isn't it? When you're not only producing films, you also need actors, you need camera people and what have you. So any brothers and sisters out there who are in this field, they can get in touch with you as in Resonant Films and say, here I am, this is what I do, keep me on your books, and if you need support in this area, this space, give me a call. That's open. Is that the case? Is that
Absolutely.
How it works?
So I mean, I don't just try to tell stories that I like to tell. I like to help people tell their stories as well.
If
people have story ideas and, you know, they want to make a documentary or they want to make a film, I'm always open to talking to people and seeing how I can help them. It's actually a big part of what I most enjoy is helping other people develop their stories.
And bring the story to life, brother. Bring the story to life.
Absolutely. And there are so many stories to tell, especially from this region. There's so many unknown stories out there, some really powerful things that could be told as a story to inform people, to move them. And and Resonant Films doesn't just do storytelling. We don't just do documentaries and films. We also work with companies and government and all sorts to make corporate videos and sort of full-service video production, because in this industry, you can't just do one thing. You know, create a business that's sustainable. You've got to do a sort of few different things.
Well, it is a team effort, and like you're producing also a platform for, like I said, people in front of the camera, people behind the camera. We're talking, camera work. We're talking acting. We're talking lights, sound, all the above. And there you are, as the resident film director of the story, bringing it to life. A team effort, you would say, in more ways than one, Caden.
Absolutely, and you know, this project that we just made, Lakefield, you know, I got to hire around 22 to 25 crew, very talented people, all from far north Queensland, and make something really special and actually really impressive to say, hey, actually, there's a lot of talent up here, and we just need opportunities. And so through Resonant Films, through making films, you can create opportunities, which is really awesome. And then also to sort of spotlight this place and go, there's talent here who can make some really amazing stuff.
Yeah, fantastic. Your family, brother, be proud of the work that you're doing. Is there any family at the table and what you're doing, or you're driving this vehicle by yourself, Cuss?
Yeah, driving the vehicle by myself. Yeah, it's sort of, I have family that do creative things. My sister does performing and and stuff, but I'm kind of the only filmmaker in the family.
There you go, brother. Watch this space. Thank you for the yarn. All the best here at Resonant Films. Up and running, of course. Keep doing what you're doing. Congratulations. And like you said, you can check out your stuff on YouTube. Is that correct?
Yeah, just look up hashtag Lakefield Mystery. And thank you for... the chat, Trevor.
Yeah, no, that's all good, brother. You take care, look after yourself, keep smiling. We'll be in touch, and we'll yarn soon, brother.
All right, yarn soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Deadly yarn there. Caden Pearson, his name is, founder of Resonant Films, and one of the four First Nation and businesses in Far North Queensland, receiving a share in $220,000 from Screen Queensland. NQ Enterprise initiated as the Crystal Fully government continued to deliver regional programs. So fantastic work. Space for our mob, and money's a tool, money at the table. Continue doing what you're doing and bringing our stories to life. We are storytellers and using the film industry as the vehicle to do that. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? Yarn with Bully on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program, and live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindini Country, and BBM, Bummerbip Media, 98.7 FM. And go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, your mob, National Talk Black.
A shine black. We'll be right back.
Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bama Bip Media, 98.7 FM, for your daily program, National Talk Black, a one-hour program live here at the First Station Radio Station here in Cairns. And we go across the country thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with the Managing Director of Skills Explorer. That's Colleen Holmes, and talk about the work she's doing developing the language, literacy, numeracy, and digital. We're talking LLND, Skills of Adult Learners. On the line, Colleen, good morning. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you, Trevor. Good morning to you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. I noticed a bit of an accent there. Who's Colleen Holmes? Where are you from, my sister?
Oh, okay. So about 17 years ago, I came from Ireland to live here in Cairns.
Yes.
And I've been living here ever since, although I have worked in lots of places around Australia, nearly every state and territory, but a lot of my time based up around the Cape.
Yes.
And out in Torres Strait Island.
All right, well, beautiful. We claim you, my sister. Colleen, thank you very much. And the beautiful work you're doing regarding developing the language, literacy, numeracy, and digital, that's LLND. Sounds like a drug, my dear, but anyway, it sounds like a beautiful drug in regarding education. Education is the tool. So tell us the work that you do and how long you've been doing it.
Sure. So I've been a trainer involved in getting people ready for work or education for my entire lifetime. When I came here to Australia first, I was working in many Indigenous First Nations places around Australia, and indeed also working with multicultural people who come to live here.
Yes.
But when I was working out in remote places, I was hearing a lot about unemployment and unemployability and people not being able to use computers and stuff like that. And I didn't really believe it or agree with it.
Yes.
Because I do believe that everybody is able to use a computer and is able to do some kind of skill, and that's why we developed Skills Explorer, which we developed about, 7 years ago.
7 years? Are you running by yourself, or you got a team of people there with you, Colleen?
So my son came to help me in the setup of it in the beginning.
Okay.
And that was 7 years ago, so he's stuck it out with me so far, and he's the operations director now of the company. And he has worked and lived in remote places too.
Good. So what's his name?
His name is Dylan.
And big shout out, Dylan. Thank you very much, Dylan. Yes.
And my husband, Paul, is also a volunteer with us. But we do have other people who help us from time to time.
Beautiful. Thank you. Team effort. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And look, education. It's sad when you're saying that some of our mob in remote areas didn't know how to operate a computer as such. And look, it's very sad to hear that because we are a first world country, but it's very sad a lot of our people remotely are living in third world standards. And everyone is owed, is due for education. So very important.
And I totally agree with you, Trevor. Everybody is entitled to have those skills. And when people would say to us, "Oh well, you know, if they can't use a computer, they can't do your online learning." Well, they certainly can, and we have proved it. And while I don't want to name any names, one of our biggest achiever was a First Nations young lady who did every single course we ever created.
Yeah,
because our courses are very short, 20 minutes each day, we have about 300, and she did every one of them, the highest achiever we ever had.
Beautiful. And this will just add into your schools. Colleen, you would agree we are students for life, are we not?
Absolutely, and that's why we don't think that the only place to learn is going to school or to a college. You can learn sitting on the beach, sitting in your car, having a cup of coffee. wherever you might be. So we have the way that we can access our learning is online or on your phone. Digital skills being produced all of the time.
Exactly.
So people can go onto our app, or we can show them how to do it on their laptop. If they haven't got a laptop, they can use their phone or they can go to the library. But the other thing that's very important, Trevor, is that it's open to everyone. You don't have to have any skills starting.
Yes.
We work at the level of the individual.
Thank you. And the individual don't have to be a school student or don't have to complete grade 12. It's open for anybody, everybody, male, females, and all ages?
Yes, absolutely. We have people of every age. We have an Indigenous young man who's working with us at the moment, and he just wants to increase his reading. And that's what we focus on is with all that reading. But we do it in a very different way to schools.
Mm-hmm.
You don't pass tests. You don't have to do exams. We do it in a very different way. We prefer people to have skills, use that skill, and then say, yeah, I can do this.
I can do this. Fantastic. Look, very, very deadly. Tell us about Skills Explorer. You got a web page?
We do, and it's skillsexplorer.com.au.
Straightforward,
and
yep.
We welcome anybody to talk to us online. If they can send us a message, we can make contact. We also can be contacted on our Facebook page, or we can be contacted on LinkedIn for people who might be business owners or people who are interested in having their own businesses.
Beautiful.
So LinkedIn, Facebook, and website.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for sharing. Beautiful work you guys are doing. SkillExplorer1word.com.au. Do check it out. Have a young Colleen Holmes, a platform to get more education, get schooled up in whatever field. And we're talking language, English language, talking literacy, numeracy, and digital literacy as well. Thank you very much for sharing, Colleen. And a big shout out to Dan, your son, is that right? And Paul, husband.
Sorry, Dylan.
Dylan, big shout out. Dylan, sorry, son. Yeah. And Paul, who's a volunteer, team player.
Yeah. He thinks he's retired, but he's not.
He's not. You get him working, Colin. Thank you for your yarn. You take care. Keep smiling. And if you're ever in Cairns in this way, bungalow, drop in to see us here at Bumma Bipa Media, Colin, and all the best to you.
I certainly will. And thanks a million for giving us some time. We hope to talk to some of your listeners again.
Beautiful. Take care, Colleen. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
A deadly yarn, beautiful yarn. Colleen Holmes, her name is, Managing Director, Schools Explorer. So do check it out, schoolsexplorer.com.au. So if you finished grade 12 or you didn't finish grade 12 or you're looking at education or maybe you've left school 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and you want to get literacy and numeracy and digital literacy, get in touch with Schools Explorer, Colleen Holmes. Fantastic working with our mob. Irish sister, but we claim her, been here over 10 years and look fantastic. This is your daily program now. National Talk Black, yarning up strong here, Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program, come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob too deadly. National Talk Black.